Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A successful marketing executive in Switzerland, formerly from Pella, is back for a visit and on a mission. Let's go in depth with Joel Baum. So, Joel, how did somebody from Pella wind up in Switzerland?
Thanks, Bob. The short story is I caught a hot air balloon and it landed in Switzerland. And unlike Dorothy, I never was able to get home.
You caught a hot air balloon. All right, that's a metaphor for something.
No, actually, it's quite literal. I was the marketing director for a hot air balloon company. After I graduated from Drake, I combined my degree with my hobby, which was flying sport hot air balloons. And had a summer free, and one of my dealers in Switzerland offered me a job, and I took it, and yeah, destiny had other intentions for me, so I ended up staying in Switzerland all these years.
So you worked for a company that sold hot air balloons, or what?
No, they sold passenger rides.
Like they sold passenger
passenger balloon company, yeah.
All right, so
I was the pilot for those.
You were the pilot. Yeah. So ballooning's been part of your life for a long time?
It seems to be a marker. It was a time when I became successful in my first business out east, and I looked for something to do. Went to Las Vegas to learn to gamble and found it wasn't much fun and bought a hot air balloon ride and just loved it so much I spent the rest of my gambling money on student pilot lessons. And over the years, it's just seemed to, I don't know, carry me to great places that I never would have expected to go on my own.
Okay, and so what did that involve? I'm sure it grew into more than balloon pilot.
Yeah, sure. You know, there's opportunity everywhere you go, and Switzerland presented me with a fantastic chance to see part of the world that I never had explored before, and then the universe gave me some other blessings, such as the most beautiful woman that I'd ever met, the love of my life, two beautiful children, a couple of companies, made a million, lost a million. It's been an amazing wild ride in these short years. 15 years it's been since I left the States.
And so made a million, you have to tell us that story.
Oh, no, there's nothing to it. You know, there's bubbles in the economy all the time, and if you're lucky, the wave carries you in, and if, I guess if you're unlucky, it carries you back out. And this was, you know, the classic internet world. On my honeymoon, I met a guy who needed a business plan written. I wrote it for him, and when it was done, it was for the first e-commerce website in Switzerland at the beginning of the dot-com boom. He'd had investors. I ran the company, crashed. The whole thing crashed some years later, but we had sold by then. But, of course, I had been paid in stock, so what comes in goes out.
And so there goes your million.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a wonderful experience. And I like to, I guess, experience great new things. And today, now I'm just finishing 10 years as a corporate marketing director for larger, medium-sized companies. And again, I met those people that I've worked for during my early business times in Switzerland. So again, it's your network, it's the people that you meet in life that that can help and offer opportunities when they need certain skills or advice or just assistance, I guess.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joel Baum. Corporate marketing, that's a pretty broad term. What did you do in corporate marketing?
Well, As I mentioned, I came out of Drake, but I was a late bloomer. I'm an early adopter, but I'm always late to arrive, it seems. And so I finished my bachelor's degree at, I guess I was about 35 by then. Of course, I waited until I was 33 to start it, so I was in a big hurry to get it done. And marketing is sort of the I guess, ugly sister of advertising. It's a generalist field. And anyway, to make a long story short, I was good at it. Yeah, I liked doing marketing communication. And advertising is a subset of marketing. So the Swiss and the European market is very similar. When I arrived there, I guess it was 1998, I felt very similar to 1950s America, or what I imagined. Of course, I wasn't around in 1950, but the idea of choice and competitive marketplace was just actually taking off in the 90s. In Switzerland, it's a small country, very wealthy, but very principled, and the people have never had a lot of choices, never needed them. Prices are high, quality is exceptional. There's just no need for five or six different grocery stores, or what we might perceive, what you might perceive as your fundamental right to have two or three different kinds of widgets or gadgets or whatever. So, bringing American marketing and advertising to the Swiss market was a big competitive advantage for the companies I worked with. And I like to say all marketing is a story, and if you can get across to your audience the story of that company and tell it in a convincing and memorable fashion, the company will be successful. There's, you know, some simple things that you need to, of course, stand out from the crowd with something unique and exceptional, which most companies have. I brought my skills to first a financial software company that then was merged and branched, and I worked in Switzerland, Frankfurt, Madrid, Luxembourg, London, and Zurich, and got a lot of international experience, and parlayed that into a directorship for a luxury real estate company, also with operations across Europe, and helped the company go public about 1 year ago. And was, I guess, a wild ride. And when I was finished with this IPO, the company changed, of course. The story had to change. And I guess it was time for me to find a new passion to pursue. And I think that's why you asked me in here today. So that's what the marketing communication angle was. It's been a fantastic 15 years. I wouldn't change a thing if I had a chance to, because it was everything and more that I had hoped for. I'm a lucky guy, you know. I've had had amazing experiences on both sides of the street, and I'm very grateful for those chances.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joel Blom. And now you're turning a completely different direction. What's that? Where are you going now?
Well, I'm back in the United States for a little vacation again with my kids. We come every year so that the families can connect. And after the children head back to school, I'm going to stay another month, and I'm working on a project I call Hawk Story. It's a story about a guy who I knew when I was growing up in Pella that has went on to become one of the more renowned experts on the raptors, the red-shouldered hawks, the species of birds that are quickly have made an amazing comeback, but were disappearing from the forests of Iowa and the Mississippi and America. And the man's story intrigued me. A few years ago, we hired him for a family vacation to be our guide on the Mississippi in the Driftless region where Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa touch. Had a fantastic experience. I actually empathized with his story. And when the company that I was working for did the IPO and things were changing, I felt this was perhaps an opportunity to indulge my passion for writing, which, as I don't know if I mentioned, I've always loved to write, but I never had the courage to believe I could make a living at it. And now with I guess, hindsight, perhaps I wish I had found my courage earlier, but, you know, we can't rewrite the past, and I'm just grateful that I'm today pursuing that passion. So Hawk Story is essentially a vehicle to allow me to write a story. It's going to be a narrative about this man. At the moment, it's planned to be a nonfiction piece. And in the process of writing this story and researching it and reading up on different author styles, trying to find the voice to use for this story, I've come up with some other ideas. So one of the projects is called Hawk Story. And this is a young man. When I knew him, I guess we were both young. He was a Pella, Christian high school student, and was, I guess, a pretty average Pella resident. His father owned a hardware store. Their name was Stravers, Tony Stravers. And after Vietnam, he came back, and I guess he was kind of searching around to find out what life was all about as a young man. He had already seen quite a bit of the world, and found himself gravitating more and more to the birds, first to owls, then to a woman by the name of Gladys Black, who became very, quite renowned in the Red Rock area. From there, he was introduced to Sylvan Runkle, who was a Iowa conservationist, and then was sort of passed on to other conservationists and given small jobs and more responsibility. And because he could climb trees, he found his sort of niche in counting the hawks, the raptors, the red-shouldered hawks. And so he relocated to the Driftless region, northeast Iowa, leaving his family behind, which was also quite a conflict for him. But today, both the daughter and himself, I haven't interviewed his ex-wife yet, but I hope to. The family is one of those amazing stories that everyone agrees that they all did what they had to do for the right reasons. So Hawk Story, I hope, is a story that people can identify with, where one man follows his dreams and other people support that through their own sacrifice, whether it's a sins of omission or doing without your father to watch you grow up through grade school and high school. I don't know exactly, you know, if there's a moral for people, but for myself, it's been, I guess, a little inspirational to see or to learn about someone that was just like myself and followed his own path and stayed true to it. For 35 years, he's returned to do this migration, this bird counting every winter and spring, and continues to through good times and bad. There's a lot of tragedy in the story. I want to find a way to treat that in a sensitive and honest fashion. And I also have to say the people that have been in Hawk's story are proving to be amazing stories themselves. But I also am grateful that John Stravers has been quite cooperative and offers me access to his writings, his son's writings, his music, the people in his tribe that he likes to call them, the Moonbow Hawkers. I've actually put a website up called moonbowhawkers.net or hawkstory.net where you can read a little bit about the project. The website is actually for the people in the story, and if you'd like to have a look, feel free to look at hawkstory.net.
And if you have knowledge, contribute.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so now you're using him, he who followed his dream, for you to follow yours.
I guess, you know, it's funny, I don't consider it a dream. Dreams are, I don't want to say unattainable, but I don't like the connotation that a dream is something that happens in your sleep or that you fantasize about. I've always known I wanted to accomplish a lot of things in life, and I've been given, God gave me a lot of gifts for whatever reason to do those things with. And I guess what I want to do is to find those things that I'm supposed to accomplish yet in this life and do them. There's a Native American story that when we're born, we actually have the sum total of all the knowledge of the universe that we're born with. But as we emerge into this world, we stand before this tree. It's called the Tree of Forgetting. And we forget almost everything. And so I always like that story because it seems as I go through life, I've always been searching for all the knowledge that I kind of felt I should know. And is Hawk's story part of that? Yeah. But more importantly is I think, you know, I have two beautiful kids and a wonderful wife. I've been given this chance to grow with them. We have a fantastic relationship at home where we talk about Dad's writing and schoolwork and my wife's work. And, you know, it's just, I think the way I would recommend every family to live, whether it's following your dream or doing the next right thing, you know, in your heart, you know whether you're accomplishing something for just money or for someone else, and being true to yourself and to your, I guess, your destiny or your own journey. It means a lot to me to do that. And I hope by what I'm doing, I can perhaps be the next link in the chain and inspire someone else to do the same thing. I don't think I'm so special. I think I'm just able to, at the moment, be given the opportunity to move a little bit forward.
Thanks to Joel Blom for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.